The Al-Aqsa flood operation was carried out on October 7, 2023, at the peak of Arab Islamic countries' compromise with the Zionist regime. This operation once again brought public opinion to the oppression and occupation of the Zionists against the Palestinian people, especially in Gaza. The rulers and people of Shiite countries, including the Islamic Republic of Iran, Iraq, Yemen, and Lebanon, publicly expressed their support for the Palestinian people. But the rulers of the Sunni countries were holding open and secret meetings with the Zionists, which is the main existential enemy of Muslims. However, Al-Azhar University, as a non-governmental Sunni institution in Egypt, played a significant role in enlightening public opinion about the resistance and defense of Palestine. It is expected that among the silence and indifference of the rulers of the Arab countries, other Sunni non-governmental institutions, including the Az-Zaytuna University in Tunisia, are also more active in defending the Palestinian cause. Over the past year, Al-Azhar University, as one of the religious institutions in Muslim world, has a distinguished position among Sunni Muslims and has voiced its support for Gaza on various platforms and called for unity against the Israeli occupation. After the assassination of Hamas chiefs by the Zionist regime, Al-Azhar released a statement denouncing these crimes. At a time when most Arab countries and organizations are turning a blind eye to the Zionist crimes against the Palestinians over the past year, the repeat of these stances by Al-Azhar has brought about a positive ripple for this religious institution among the Muslim world and Arab nations. Immediately after the start of the occupation army's attacks on Gaza, Al-Azhar called on the Muslim nations to rise against the usurping regime and called on the Islamic countries to reconsider their relations with Washington as the chief supporter of the regime, calling the US arrogant. The pro-Palestinian stance of Al-Azhar is significant because the compromising Arab rulers, who over the past year could not do much on the international stage and organizations to pressure Israel and stop its war machine, have closed their eyes to the Israeli crimes and even secretly provided funding and arms to Tel Aviv, emboldening the regime to continue its genocide in Gaza. In recent years, some reactionary Arab regimes have added resistance movements such as Hamas to their terror blacklist, since they have agenda contrary to that pro-Israeli agenda adopted by Arab rulers. Al-Azhar has always shown that it is in separate ways from the policies of the compromising Arab rulers, who are not consistent with their religious identity and choose their political and economic interests over the Palestinian cause. The Arab countries label Hamas leaders as terrorists, but Al-Azhar calls them real heroes who can recapture the usurped territories with Islamic support. Al-Azhar even documented correct and consistent information confirming the Arab identity of Al-Quds, relying on historical documentary sources. Having in mind that the Palestinian people are disappointed with Arab rulers' aid, the role of religious institutions such as Al-Azhar is neutralizing the plans of the Israeli enemy to get influence among Muslims is more evident than ever. Due to the presence of thousands of Muslim students at Al-Azhar University from all over the world, the religious scholars of the university can familiarize them with the identity and history of Palestine and use them as ambassadors to inform people in Islamic countries after graduation. In the past, Al-Azhar has stood as a strong fortress against foreign invaders of Egypt, and by making people aware of the identity and history of Egypt, it played a constructive role in expelling foreigners from this country. Therefore, it is expected that among the silence and indifference of the rulers of Arab countries, other Sunni non-governmental institutions, including Zaytuna University in Tunisia, are also more active in defending the Palestinian cause.